10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
And yes, it's the best news you'll get all year. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ. WIA's Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. VK4FUQ Felix will have the operational news. VK3FFF Bruce takes a look at special interest group news. And VK2LAW Jason is at our international desk. Now, many clubs have held a Bunnings sausage sizzle this year, but we have news of a club that has done 18,000 times better. Now, wait, there's much more, much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB, with the last news for 2024.
Australia's ham radio news station. We are VK1WIA.
This last week, Peter, VK2LP, the WIA returning officer, advised that there had been five nominations to fill the four vacancies that will be created at the end of the AGM in May 2025. As advised in Pete's broadcast, an election will be held by electronic means in February 2025. Details of all the nominees and the election timetable will be published in Amateur Radio Magazine and on the WIA News Service during January 2025. Wow, so how fast has this year gone? Already we have seen out Christmas and it's New Year's in a couple of days, and we are already talking about the AGM to be held in May. The Bendigo and Amateur Radio and Electronics Club, as well as the Wireless Institute of Australia, advised that the dates of the Amateur Radio and Technology Expo to be held in Bendigo, Victoria in May 2025. The Bendigo Amateur Radio and Technology Expo will be held in conjunction with the WIA Annual General Meeting. The event will be held over the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of May 2025. A program for amateurs, partners and the general public is currently being developed by the Bendigo Club, and announcements detailing the event and the program will be advertised shortly. Congratulations to Graham and the broadcast team on the advent of our 30th year of WIA News broadcast. Director Giles Kirby told you a week before that, VK5GK told you about our work being done on the new web pages and also on the membership system. So on behalf of President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and the board of the WIA, we wish you all season's greetings and a happy and prosperous 2025. This has been WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ.
Hey dudes, this is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, coming to you from Southport in Queensland, on the traditional lands of the Yugambeh people. A usually reliable source has told me that a new year will begin in a few days. If true, and I'm mindful that I will only know that it is true once it happens, observation or recollections of this period in years gone by indicate to me that many people reflect on the year just about to end and cogitate or prognosticate on what may lie in the year just ahead. Recognising all that, as well as realising that, as the Bureau of Meteorology well knows, forecasting too far ahead is very tricky, not to mention unreliable, I will pass on a small snippet of what may be in store for Amateur Radio Magazine Issue 1 for 2025. Naturally, we have a little something about progress of the current solar cycle. If you're looking for answers to the two questions on everyone's lips this past 15 months, you know the ones, are we there yet, and how high will it go? All I can say with any shred of reliability is this: what goes up will sometime later go down. Nothing to do with gravity in this instance. The theme for the next issue is portable pursuits. For the sceptics in the audience, or for the recallistically challenged, That is the theme as printed on page 3 of the current issue. Every issue, towards the bottom of page 3, we print in large, bold type the focus for the coming issue. So far, those forecasts have always come true. Portable Pursuits is all about how much fun and pleasure hams can have outdoors with their clothes on. The stories we plan to use run from offshore de-expeditioning to beachside support of public events, from operating in a lonely, low-noise historic place to putting a portable station together in an esky. And, as always, there's much, much, much more in AR Magazine, issue 1 for 2025. More guts, less gab. Serving Australian amateurs since 1933. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. Also available online. Always published to a schedule, never random. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Now we are in the giving season, and here's our gift for you. This free calendar will look good in any radio shack. Your very own International Space Station 2025 calendar. And of course, don't forget that free copy of the VK4SN contest calendar, which comes with the current amateur radio magazine from your WIA. Or go direct to the VK4SN webpage. Links are in this week's text edition, best read at wia.org.au.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Leading this week's international news from Malaysia. Transmissions from amateur radio enthusiasts may hold the key to locating the wreckage of the Malaysia Airlines jet that vanished a decade ago in one of the greatest aviation mysteries. The Malaysian government has just announced that it has agreed to resume the search for the remains of MH370, the Boeing 777 that disappeared in March 2014 while carrying 239 people. Efforts will focus on a new area of seabed covering around 5,800 square miles, slightly bigger than Northern Ireland, according to Anthony Loke, the Malaysian Transport Minister. The search will be led by underwater exploration firm Ocean Infinity, which conducted the last sweep in 2018. This time around, the investigation is expected to draw on a new area of research involving whisper transmissions from amateur radio operators. Probably more interplanetary than just international, but listen to this from the Ukraine. The search for near-Earth orbiting asteroids as potential candidates for use in space missions from Earth to Venus and Mars. The University of Kiev has analysed the orbits of more than 35,000 near-Earth objects for the possibility of successive approaches to all pairs of planets, Earth, Venus and Mars, in the time region from 2020 to 2120. Two academics have selected 120 candidates for fast transfers, that is, within 180 days, two candidates for double transfers, consecutive approaches with all three planets, and 10 candidates for multiple transfers, when an asteroid has several consecutive paired approaches to planets in 100 years. Eyes wide open. Many VK Ham Radio clubs raise a little cash, be it by charging $5 for an entry to a ham fest, or even something larger like a Bunnings sausage sizzle. But how many can claim to be as proactive as this club in the USA? Portage County Amateur Radio Services, PCARS in Ohio, has made a generous donation to the Centre of Hope, a program under Family and Community Services. The amount, almost $18,000. Michael Gonzalez, president of PCARS, during the club's general meeting expressed his excitement, stating, "We have achieved an outstanding fundraising milestone for the Centre of Hope, and I'm delighted to announce that our contribution of $11,178.51 is our largest to date. Over the past 19 years, PCARS has contributed more than $95,000 to support our community. I take great pride in this club and its dedication to the Centre of Hope. Giving back is fundamental to our mission." Where's your radio? It appears that a bill to require AM radio in new cars will not pass Congress this year in the USA. The legislation was absent from a stopgap measure unveiled to keep the government funded until spring. While we're disappointed the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act did not pass this Congress, the overwhelming bipartisan and bicameral support underscores the vital role AM radio plays in keeping Americans safe during emergencies and connected to their local communities, said Curtis Legette, President, CEO of the National Association of Broadcasters. Legette thanked the AM Bill's sponsors and noted that it received bipartisan favour from more than 125 supportive organisations, hundreds of thousands of listeners who contacted their lawmakers, and more than 330 members of Congress who championed this effort. He said NAB plans to work with the next Congress to pass the legislation. US considers ban on home internet router maker TP-Link. US authorities are considering a ban on China's TP-Link technology company over potential national security concerns after its home internet routers were linked to cyber attacks, says IT News, quoting a Wall Street Journal report. The US Commerce, Defense and Justice Departments have opened separate probes into the company, with authorities targeting a ban on the sale of TP-Link routers in the US as early as this coming year, 2025. An office of the Commerce Department has even subpoenaed the company, while the Defense Department launched its investigation into Chinese-manufactured routers earlier this year, the newspaper reported, citing people familiar with the matter. Last year, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency said TP-Link routers had a vulnerability that could be exploited to execute remote code. Shares of Netgear, a San Jose-based home networking company, and a TP-Link rival, jumped more than 12% following the report. Surges year on year. Funds stolen by hacking cryptocurrency platform surged 21% from a year ago to 3.5 billion Aussie dollars in 2024, a report from blockchain analysis firm Chainalysis showed. In reporting on this, Australian IT News says that the rise in crypto heists comes as Bitcoin jumped 140% this year, drawing institutional participation and backing from US President-elect Donald Trump. As the digital asset market booms, it's typical to see the illicit use of crypto grow in tandem, Chainalysis cybercrimes research lead Eric Jardine said. Countering the proliferation of these crimes, especially fraud, will undoubtedly be a key challenge for the industry in 2025. From the International News Desk in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW, wishing all listeners a very happy new year.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas-wise, to wrap the year up. Yoda Qantas on today. Youth on the air, this is test 303 for the current year. And we'll be from 1,000 hours UTC to 2159 hours UTC on our five classic bands using CW and SSB. Now, Qantas-wise 2025. VHF UHF Field Day, summer 2025. 0100 hours UTC Saturday 18 January through 0059 hours UTC Sunday 19 January. But in the west, 0400 0359 in VK6. CQ 160 meter contest. CW, January 24, 2200 hours Zulu, January 26, SSB, February 21, 2200 hours Zulu, February 23. Australia Day contest, January 26. Many VK operators will be using the AX prefix to celebrate a very special day, Australia Day. AX is wondered by many amateurs around the world. Scoring is distance-based and calculated using four-character grid squares. It is held on the Australia Day public holiday, that being 26th of January. Now, in case you missed it, the CQ 160-metre SSB contest will be held February 21 to 23. Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre sprint, Saturday, May 3. VK Shires contest, 7th and 8th June 2025. Trans-Tasman Loping contest, 19 July. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and RTTY or PSK. DX Window to the World. Nominations soon open for hams to be considered for the CQDX Hall of Fame. This award program was once overseen by CQ Magazine and is now going forward under new stewardship. The International DX Association will be taking over the management of the CQDX Hall of Fame. Bob Schneck, N200, Vice President of Indexer, has announced that the nomination period opens on the 1st of January for inductees for 2025. Since 1967, hams whose names appear on the roll have done more than activate from challenging and remote locations. In many instances, they have been organisers of the trips and skillful navigators of political and environmental challenges in those locales, promoting goodwill and avoiding controversy. The nomination period closes on March the 1st. Names of potential inductees along with supporting documents can be sent to Bob. His email address is n200@comcast.net. The subject line of the email must include the words CQDX Hall of Fame. The annual Russian New Year Radio Marathon will be on the air from today, the 29th of December, to the 8th of January, with special call signs R2025NY and UE25NY. QSL via RQ7L. Special call sign GB200LB from the 4th of January until the 31st of January. The LB in the call sign stands for Louis Braille. GB200LB will be operating to celebrate the bicentenary of the invention of the Braille code for the vision impaired. The 4th of January is Louis Braille's birthday. Activity will be mainly on CW. QSL via M0OXO. Tango Oscar Zero J from French Guiana until the 31st of December. Tango Oscar Zero J will operate FT8, CW and SSB on 86 metres. Well, the new year is only but days away, so Happy New Year, everybody. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ Inninger.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1 WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3 FFF.
And a very good day to you, and I wish you the very best for 2025. Worldwide special interest group news, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. Razor R1BIG is taking her first leap into the exhilarating world of de-expeditions, and what a leap it is. Razor, we have mentioned many a time in the past 18 months, is that Russian YouTuber. Together with seasoned expedition leader Yuri N3QQ, she's gearing up for a rare activation of Cano Island, Costa Rica, operating under the call sign TI1RRC. This adventure, organised by the Russian Robinson Club, is set to combine Islands on the Air, IOTA, and Parks on the Air, POTA, making it a must-chase event for IOTA DXs and POTA hunters alike. The TI1RRC team consists of Razor, R1BIG, and seven other members. The team plans to hit the airwaves from February 19th to 25th, operating across multiple bands and modes with 3 1-kilowatt stations and a couple of 100-watt setups. Cano Island is a remote and rarely activated IOTA location, NA191. Meanwhile, part of the team will also operate from the adjacent POTA Park, ensuring every operator has a shot at logging them. Why should you care? Well, because this isn't just about logging a rare one, it's about witnessing the journey of a new de-expeditioner and supporting a team that embodies Ham Radio's adventurous spirit. Razor's enthusiasm promises to make this a story worth following. If you're lucky enough to land in Razor's log, you might just score a signed QSL card. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. New Zealand Straight Keynote. Plenty of advance notice for 2025. New Zealand Straight Keynote Winter Edition will be held Sunday, 8th of June from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Zealand time on 80 metres. polish and lubricate that old Morse key and enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. Straight Key Night, or SKN, is an informal event which honours the roots of amateur radio. Morse code sent with a straight key. No bugs, sideswipers, keyers or keyboards. When? Winter SKN is the second Sunday in June, 8 to 9pm New Zealand time, and Summer SKN is always the first Sunday in December, 9 to 10pm New Zealand time. SKN honours the original amateur radio mode in an easygoing style. Operators send signal report, name, location, type of key, type of transmitter and power output, and stations are limited to 100 watts output power. SKN is not a contest, but the operator who gets the most votes for the quality of their sending will win the Bruce Scale Best Fist Award. This certificate honours Bruce ZL1BWG, Silent Key, who was a dedicated supporter of SKN. Please email your nomination to ZL1NZ within 1 week following the event. Worldwide special interest groups, Final Frontier, out of this world, sounds like Mars. A couple of very short recordings to spin for you today. Top of the Pops, Martian style, and no, not the Martian hop, which some old-timers will recall it from the 1963 Top 40 group, the Randells, but this is actuality from the Martian rover Perseverance. Mars's atmosphere is quite thin, on account of the planet having lost its magnetosphere a long time ago, exposing the atmosphere to the solar winds as they rip and tear away at it. With an atmospheric density of at most 1,150 Pa or Pascal, it's akin to being on Earth at an altitude of 35 kilometres, or well above the average commercial jetliner's cruising altitude of below 12 kilometres. Even so, sounds are audible, albeit attenuated, courtesy of the 96% CO2 content of the Martian atmosphere. This makes everything sound muted and quite different from what we're used to on Earth. That recording was made by the SuperCam instrument on NASA's Perseverance Mars rover, February 21st, just about 18 hours after landing on the mission's first sol, or Martian day. The rover's mast, holding the microphone, was still stowed on Perseverance's deck, and so the sound was muffled, a little like the sound one hears listening to a seashell or having a hand cupped over the ear. But a little wind can be heard. Perseverance also captured the noise of the Ingenuity helicopter as it flew near the rover at a distance of 80 metres, all of which provided researchers with invaluable data on how sound propagates on Mars. That recording was the very first time a spacecraft on another planet recorded the sounds of a separate spacecraft. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover used its SuperCam microphone to listen to the Ingenuity helicopter on April the 30th, 2021, as it flew on Mars for the fourth time. And record-breaking news. The USC Rocket Propulsion Lab at the University of Southern California has shattered the international altitude record for amateur rocketry with their Aftershock 2 rocket, reaching an unprecedented 470,000 feet. This achievement surpasses the previous 20-year record of 380,000 feet and establishes Aftershock 2 as the first civilian-built rocket to achieve this altitude. Equipped with the most powerful solid propellant motor ever fired by students and enhanced thermal protection systems, the rocket endured hypersonic speeds with innovative features like titanium-coated fins and a custom paint system. And now, that's a spaceship, the first Block 2 version of the giant SpaceX Starship Ship 33, recently rolled out for testing and completed its first static fire test. It will be stacked on Booster 14 before it is targeted to complete the first flight of the Block 2 reusable upper stage in January this coming year. This upgraded ship adds catch hardware and an additional ring, making it 1.8 metres taller and now totalling 408 feet when eventually stacked on top of Booster 14. This added height will allow it to pack 300 tonne more propellant. Worldwide special interest groups, IOTA, NA101. The J75K team is active in Dominica until the 4th of January. The IOTA reference is NA101. They will be operating on the 162 6-metre bands using SSW, CW and FT8. You can QSL via logbook of the world or directly to IV3JVJ. IOTA SA036, the happiest island. Matt will activate P40AA from Aruba Island, known to the locals as the happiest island. IOTA SA036 on the 18th to 28th of January. P40AA will operate on HF bands, CW, SSB, FT8, including activity in the CWWW160m CW contest, January 24th to 26th, where he will operate in the single operator assisted category. QSL P40AA via Club Lock OQRS. Aruba is the happiest island in the southern Caribbean Sea, not far from the coasts of Colombia and Venezuela. This self-governing state is part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and a local governor is chosen from Amsterdam to rule the country. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, youngsters on the air. And here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. The internet news site MSN recently published a feature on the history of amateur radio and astronauts in orbit. It began in 1983 with Owen Garriott, W5LFL, and continued to present the ARISS program. Written by Leonard David, it is titled, How Amateur Radio is Connecting Astronauts in Space with Kids on Earth. Owen has sparked kids' imagination around the globe, including Mackenzie Denton, KO4GLN, a name we should remember in both ham, radio, and leadership. A pre-med junior at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, Mackenzie has already achieved what most of us only aspire to in a lifetime. Licensed during the pandemic, she has risen quickly to earn her extra class license and rejuvenated her university's amateur radio club. She has taken on roles such as the Virginia Section Youth Coordinator for the ARRL, all of this while excelling as a student and aspiring physician. Her unique journey into ham radio was sparked by a fascination with astronaut Owen Garriott's historic space contacts. She says the hobby became a cornerstone of her development, offering her friendships, mentorship, and even opportunities to shadow in an emergency room, which is critical for her career path in medicine. Mackenzie's leadership extends beyond ham radio. She draws connections between the hobby and broader fields from emergency preparedness to STEM education while advocating for her integrating amateur radio into schools and modern technology. She says in a call to action, let's align the hobby with emerging frontiers like quantum computing and space exploration, ensuring ham radio remains relevant and transformative for generations to come. And on that note, my brother VK2COD and I wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May Santa place under your tree all the ham gear you have asked for. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alec. Worldwide special interest groups, video, holiday SSTV experiment from the International Space Station. ARIS is conducting an SSTV experiment from the International Space Station. It began on Christmas Day and is running through to January the 5th. Officially titled Expedition 72 ARIS Series 23 SSTV Experiment, interested viewers can receive SSTV images in PD120 mode from the ISS on 145.8 MHz. There are 12 different images in the series coming from callsign RS0ISS. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
Thanks, Bruce. Well, we've reached the end of 2024 and the WIA National News. Don't forget, for the social scene next year, what we'd like you to do is send us the text and the audio of all your events, and we'll publish them every week on the text edition, on the video version, and here on the audio version. Till next we meet, I am Graham. I'm VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.